And welcome back to Coast, Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to come back and take calls this hour. Tom's still taking your text and tweets, so get ready. Lots to talk about. Well, don't get left out. Make the call. We're back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, the toll-free number to call to get assistance, not to get on the show, but to get help, is 1-855-949-RADIO. criticalhealthnews.com is the website. Email in from Robert in Topeka. I almost said ew when I saw it, but he has toe fungus and wants to know what to do about it.
Okay. Well, you got to get rid of all the bad foods so you can absorb nutrients. Take per 100 pounds of body weight, and take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and also the MSM, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight to help rebuild connective tissue, including toenails and so forth, and skin. But also we have a hand sanitizer and also our colloidal silver, which will kill any fungus or bacteria or virus. And so I like to, for things like toenail fungus, I like to use our colloidal silver, a half a dropper full, and a half a dropper full of the hand sanitizer, and then go ahead and put that on the cuticles and the toenails. And, of course, then orally we also have what we call killer biotic. It's herbs that kill bugs, fungus, and bacteria and viruses from the inside out, and so you do that also, and the toenail fungus goes away. It's a symptom that this guy is not getting enough nutrition to support his immune system, and that just simple things are attacking him. So you got to take that as a red warning signal, like the red warning light coming on. You got to make sure you got all the right stuff going.
Absolutely. What causes fungus like that, Joel?
Well, it's everywhere. It's in the environment, and of course, like this COVID, this pandemic we have. We have pandemics every 5 to 10 years for 10,000 years, George. This is not a new thing.
That's true.
It's biblical. You know, pandemics go way back. And so the reason is, as people started eating gluten, okay, their immune system goes down, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of viruses and bacteria out there, and there's one looking for a susceptible population. Oh, here's a bunch of people that eat gluten. I'll jump on them. Okay, and so that's why we have it, because people keep doing the same bad stuff over and over. And when a doctor says, don't waste your money on vitamins and minerals, that's like saying, I know you love your Jaguar, but don't waste your money by putting oil in it. Just put dirt from Texas in there. There's bound to be some oil in that dirt from Texas.
Let's go to the phones. Dee in Florida to get us started. Hi, Dee. Welcome. You're on with Doc Wallach.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
I have a very long, extensive health problem. Going all the way back from high school.
Wow.
But just to give you the latest, I have been sick for 2 weeks, and I've had this bug that just will not leave me alone. I have had a weird eye problem, orbital myositis, pseudotumors, and I've been on prednisone, Medrol and Cytoxan 3 times. The tumors
steroid-dependent. The same thing you've had for years and years and years? Or...
Yes, and okay. Being on Cytoxan for like 18 months.
Okay, now stop there.
Hold on there, Dee. Just listen to Doc. Yeah. Go ahead, Doc.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 53.
Okay. And do you have any other skin problems? Do you have any eczema or dermatitis or psoriasis anywhere?
No.
Okay. Do you have any bowel problems? Irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, celiac disease,
yes.
Constipation, diarrhea?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You do? Yes. Okay. Did your doctor say you have an autoimmune problem?
From being on Cytoxan, yes, that
okay.
has given Here,
here's
me...
Here's your deal. You have a gluten problem. Okay. And do you have any ringing in your ears? Do you have a tone in your ears like that noise?
No.
Okay. Do you have any dizziness or vertigo?
Yes.
Okay. You have osteoporosis of your skull. What's happening is your skull is squeezing your optic nerve, is squeezing the artery that comes from your brain to the skull through the back of the eye, and also squeezing the veins that bring the blood from the eye back into your body through your skull. And so, again, what do you weigh? I apologize. What do you weigh?
102 right now.
102, okay.
Not bad,
Doc. Get rid of all the bad stuff, okay? Get rid of all the bad
right.
stuff. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, no sugar. And then I want you to have one healthy brain and heart pack per month, but I want you to get another bottle of R-selenium, not a Walgreens selenium, because R-selenium has several cofactors I want you to have. So I want you, and our healthy brain and heart pack will have one bottle of selenium in it. So I want you to take three of those selenium twice a day. I also want you to get our MSM, take three of those twice a day. That's one bottle a month. And I want you to also take our vitamin D3, take three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. That's going to help rebuild your skull. And I have to ask you another question here. Do you ever have anything going on, any numbness or tingling in your hands or arms?
Yes, down my arm.
Well, your skull is squeezing your spinal cord. People don't realize it, but your spinal cord is formed in the brain, comes out of that foramen magnum, Latin for big hole in the back of your skull. And when you have osteoporosis, your skull goes from being a quarter of an inch thick to an inch thick, fills up that hole, squeezes your spinal cord, and then, of course, you're also squeezing the 12 pairs of cranial nerves, and that's why you have all this stuff going on. And taking prednisone and cortisone, short-term will give you some relief, but long-term it's going to make it worse because cortisone and prednisone contribute to osteoporosis, okay? And, of course, you got to get rid of all the bad stuff because your bowel problems and your, quote, autoimmune issues are all due to gluten. So no wheat, butter, rye, and oats, dog, cat food, bird food, spouse, partner, roommate, renter, everybody's got to be drop-dead gluten-free, so there's no cross-contamination in the laundry, the food preparation surfaces. You cannot work in a laundry. You cannot work in a Pizza Hut or anything like that. And, again, if you do what I tell you, your problems, everything from your bowel problems, your vertigo problems, your eye problems, it'll all go away very quickly.
Good luck, Dee. And, again, if you need information, if you weren't able to write everything down that Doc just mentioned, call 1-855-949-7234. Michael in Colorado. Michael, go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is funny because I told you a couple months ago that I've been listening to your show since 1998 almost nightly. And the only two calls I've been able to get in so far were your last two visits by Dr. Ben.
Oh, that's great.
And now tonight it's Dr. Wallach.
Yeah, it's magic for you.
At this rate, I won't be able to relate any of the stories I told you I have about people that you know and ghosts, etc. But if you remember, when I called during Ben's last visit, I'm 69. In excellent health, never get sick, never get the flu, been using self-healing for 30, 40 years, exercise 250 push-ups, jumping jacks and sit-ups a day, bicycle 50 to 100 miles a week.
Wow.
Okay, so my first question, I have two quick questions. The first one, I started using the Pig Pack in 1999.
Yeah, that goes back to the old days, yeah.
Yeah, and I noticed that 6 weeks after I began using it, I was able to read printing on the TV screen from the same distance that I couldn't before then.
Hmm.
And I stopped using the products a few years later, and then I began just a few months ago buying them again. So my first question has to do with my eyes. I'm 69, and I have astigmatism in one eye, and I have cataracts in one eye, minor. And two different optometrists told me that I'm legally blind, although even though I know my vision isn't what it should be, I seem to see just fine during the day and pretty good at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to know, I'm considering getting eye lens replacement surgery to get my vision as close to 20/20 as possible.
We have two things going on, if I may. Two things going on there. Number one, cataracts are due to inflammatory stuff, and we're talking about fried foods, glutens, that kind of thing, a lot of sugar, drinks or maybe, and so maybe oils, a lot of oils, and things like salad dressings and cooking oils, that kind of stuff, extra, extra, extra virgin olive oil will cause cataracts, will cause plugging your arteries also. It's not cholesterol that plugs your arteries, it's oils. And so that's one problem. And then the you say you had macular degeneration or do you have glaucoma, you have pressure in the other eye. What's going on with the other eye?
Astigmatism.
Astigmatism, okay. Yeah, and it's a shape in the eye, okay. And again, do you have any ringing in your ears? Do you have that tinnitus or the tone in your ears?
No, nothing that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, you'd be aware of it. Okay, do you have any neck problems or arm problems or back problems?
No.
Okay, good. All right. So what you want to do is get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or glutens, and what do you weigh?
I'm 6 feet tall. Well, I used to be 6'1", and my doctor told me last year I've lost 2 inches. I don't know. I haven't verified that, but I weigh about 180, although I did lose weight for a while and gained most of it back.
So if you've shrunk 2 inches, you have degenerative disc disease. Your vertebrae are getting closer together and smashing the roots of your spinal nerves coming out of your spinal cord. And, of course, that's also translated into osteoporosis of the skull, can contribute to eye things, squeezing the optic nerves and blood vessels and so on. So at 178, 188 pounds in there, I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Get 2 bottles of our MSM so you can take 3 with each meal, and they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. You'll actually can regain that 2 inches you've lost in height. It'll take the pressure off your spinal nerves by doing that. And then you need the vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And I want you also to have our glucagel. It's our collagen. We'll speed up the disc repair. I want you to get 2 bottles of those capsules. Take 5 with each meal. It'll be 15 a day. Yeah,
that's like
142, and I do that.
That's like oiling the joints, isn't it?
Yep. It's and putting grease in the places where you have ball and socket joints, and also putting oil in your engine. You have to do this. And of course, the fact that you shrunk 2 inches, and you have degenerative disc disease, and you have these sort of things going on, you know, they tell you if you are supplementing, you're not getting everything because you're eating gluten, so you got to get rid of all the gluten out of your life, and that includes everybody you live with, work with. They cannot be washing their clothes in the dryer, washer and dryer at the same time you are. Contamination in the washer and dryer, contamination in the food preparation surfaces. You cannot work at a Pizza Hut, and you cannot work at a bakery.
Michael had a second question. Go ahead, Mike.
This isn't my second question, but will that do as much good for me as eye lens replacement for my vision?
In the earliest of stages, the cataracts are reversible with a program like this. But if the cataract is like 25% of the volume of the lens, then the answer is no. Then you can stop it from progressing. You can stop it from getting any bigger, but it might not go away. You can also try our Accutive. They come 30 in a bottle. You can take 2 bottles a month, take 1 twice a day, and that will support eye health and also anti-inflammatory properties in the eye. You can give that a try for a couple of months, but once you get a cataract that's half the size of your lens, it's usually a surgical case.
Okay, my second question?
Yep, go ahead, Mike.
Okay, 2 years ago, I began boiling chicken and turkey bones to make broth to drink. And I started to add apple cider vinegar to help pull out the nutrients into the broth. Well, I also noticed that normally after I eat, my urine is yellow, and after supplements, it's a bright yellow. So I started drinking apple cider vinegar before or after I eat meals or supplements, and I noticed when I do that, my urine is totally clear or almost clear. So am I correct in assuming that by drinking vinegar in my water that I'm getting more nutrients out of the food and supplements?
Well, you might not be getting more nutrients out of your food, but you're absorbing more.
And that's important, too.
Yeah, well, of course, because vinegar will acidify your stomach, which is what you want. You want your stomach to be acid, like battery acid. You won't get reflux. You won't get belching, burping, and bloating. And you will digest your food better. And also, it will help you absorb the good things that make your liver happy.
All right. Tom, you've got another text or tweet for Doc. What do you have?
Yeah, this one in from Jillian in Dallas, Texas. My daughter has thyroid cancer. What is the best diet and prevention so it doesn't keep getting in her lymph nodes and they won't have to take them out so much? And then she says, P.S., why are young females getting this so much?
Okay. And he said thyroid cancer?
Tom?
Yes.
Okay, thyroid cancer. Well, Thyroid, and I would have a second opinion made, to have some of those slides, don't have to have any more biopsies, get some of the original pathology and take it to the university and have a pathologist look at it and confirm that it was thyroid cancer. Sometimes it's just a goiter, okay? You get an enlarged thyroid, and you say, oh, you got a tumor, you know, and they treat you like you have cancer when it's really just a goiter. And so I'd get a second opinion, preferentially from a medical school pathologist, because it doesn't matter what they find, they're going to get paid the same, whereas a one in private practice, they get paid more by the diagnoses, okay? So I'd go to and take, you don't have to have any more biopsies, just get them to ship the information to the medical school pathologist. Anyway, you need to get rid of all the bad stuff that creates cancer, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brought around, no sugar. One healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And if you only weigh 120, 130 pounds, I get another bottle of selenium, so you can take six of those a day. Not any selenium, our selenium, because it has other cofactors in there that support things. And then I want you to take our Ocean's Gold. Take three Ocean's Gold, which is a support for thyroid health. It doesn't stimulate growth. It actually gives the thyroid the nutrients it wants, so it actually shrinks. You can take somebody with a huge goiter the size of a grapefruit, and in a couple of months it'll be the size of your thyroid gland. You won't even see it anymore because it's shrunk back down to normal size. And so if it's a stage 2, 3, or 4, and the, quote, thyroid cancer has gone to the lymph nodes, then that is a dangerous thing because it can be life-threatening once you start getting spread of a cancer, if it is truly cancer. And so, we need more information here to be more specific, but that's where I would start.
Doc, Laura writes, I'm 58, and I'm in generally good health, but I've just noticed lately my left hand is starting to shake and quiver. What's going on?
Okay, the odds are you either have degenerative disc disease, and your vertebrae in your neck and your upper back are getting closer together, squeezing the roots of the spinal nerves that go down your arm. Or you have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the spinal cord itself. And it used to be called, George, it used to be called Erb's palsy, E-R-B apostrophe S palsy. We've renamed it Wallach's palsy because he said it was a genetic thing, and I'm saying it's a nutritional thing. And I don't know if you know, but we have my newest book is called It's All in Your Head, and we go into the 25 different diseases you get
right.
When you have osteoporosis of the skull. And it goes into great detail what to use for treatment for these 25 diseases, including these sort of things, is the Wallach's palsy, a.k.a. Erb's palsy, which causes numbness, tingling, carpal tunnel syndrome, that kind of stuff, trigger fingers, and all these kinds of things are all caused by osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the spinal cord.
All right, we're going to come back and take some final calls with Doc Wallach in just a moment from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, because he rattles off a lot of information, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to our free YouTube channel by searching at YouTube, Coast to Coast AM Official. You got to put that in there, Coast to Coast AM Official at YouTube. And also download our apps. They've just gone through another update, and I think you'll like it. Well, next hour, forensic psychologist Ellery Kane joins us. And I got to warn you, we'll be talking about some things that are kind of freaky. And if that bothers you, just take heed. That'll be next hour on Coast to Coast. Just a little take heed, if you would. We're going to come back with final calls in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, back with our final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Let's go to the phones. Kirk's with us in San Bernardino, California, west of the Rockies. Hey, Kirk, good morning.
Hi, George. How are you?
Okay. Hope you are, too.
Oh, not doing too well, George, actually.
Oh, boy.
I'm really anxious to talk to you, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir.
I have parasites throughout my body.
Parasites? Wow.
I went to the doctor and unfortunately diagnosed me as delusional parasititis. And so this has been going on 3 years now.
And okay, can I stop you there for a minute? The diagnosis was delusional parasititis?
Yeah, that's what they diagnosed.
Okay, now, did they take blood samples and stool samples, and did they find parasites in the blood samples and the stool samples?
Okay, as far as the stool samples, I went to the regular, I've been to the doctor probably 100 times in the last 2 years trying
Jeez.
To get them to listen to
okay,
me.
And so they haven't found any?
Excuse me?
They have not found any parasites. They're looking, but they haven't found any.
Correct, but I did. What happened was I have these things, and they're moving under my skin.
He's got more gallons, Doc.
Yeah, yeah. Let's stop there, okay, because we only have moments. And so I have to ask you, how old are you, sir?
I'm 52. I am 5'7", and I weigh 180 pounds right now.
Okay. Now, do you have anything like any eczema or psoriasis or rosacea on your face?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. Do you have any bowel problems, any constipation, celiac disease, or ulcerative colitis?
It started, constipation is how it started, and mm-hmm. way I thought I had, the what brought me on to thinking I had parasites was I did a salt water cleanse mm-hmm. with some Himalayan sea salt, and it worked. I passed what was just kind of scary, so I thought, okay, I'll do a homeopathic remedy for the parasites, and what I came across was they had two different options that I was going to go with. One was the
I'm going to stop you there.
And let me ask you for a second, Doc. So the doctors are saying he doesn't have anything.
That's correct.
And he claims he's got these crawly things.
Because I'm sure they tested him. They didn't find any. And he's feeling this crawly stuff under his skin.
Right.
Okay. So have you ever heard of the term peripheral neuropathies, where you get burning and numbness in your feet when you have sciatica, low back stuff? Peripheral neuropathy? The same thing can be happening here. Okay, now let me ask you a question here, sir. Have you shrunk any since you were 20 years old? Have you shrunk in height?
No, I've always been 5'7".
Okay.
I haven't measured myself lately, though, Doc.
I'm sorry?
He hasn't measured himself lately, but he doesn't think so.
Yeah, I do. Do you have any ringing in the ears, any tinnitus, noise?
I get that, but it's sporadic, it comes and goes.
Yeah, sporadic, okay. Do you ever have any vertigo or balance?
I wanted to let you know that I've got these specimens, and they are just disgusting. And what I've diagnosed myself, I have the specimens. I bought a microscope.
Okay.
Stop there.
We only have a little bit of time. So what I want you to do is take the specimens to a veterinarian.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Take the veterinarian and have the veterinarian look at it and see if they're parasites, okay? Because veterinarians know about parasites.
Why wouldn't it show up in his bloodstream?
Well, maybe they're not parasites. I mean, it could be peripheral neuropathy. He's giving him all those symptoms.
That could be. But, I mean, if he's got some little critters that he's got.
Well, I haven't seen them. The doctors didn't see them. And so I want him to take what he thinks are critters to the veterinarian and have the veterinarian look at them.
All right. And what's that happens if the vet says?
Call it back.
Okay.
Yeah, but in the meantime, what I want him to do is get rid of all the bad foods so he can absorb. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rye, oats. He needs to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. I want him to get 2 bottles of our MSM so he can take 3 with each meal. That's going to help him support, promote, maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between a vertebrae, very important here, okay? Take the pressure off of all his peripheral nerves from his skull all the way down to his tailbone, and let's see if it's peripheral neuropathies or if it's truly parasites. These doctors, they don't know enough what questions to ask here, okay? And so, but he does have symptoms of osteoporosis of the skull with the tinnitus, the ringing in the ears, and the balance problem and so on.
Well, couldn't he have Morgellons where people think they have these creepy crawly things under their skin?
Well, yes, and I treat it as a peripheral neuropathy and it goes away.
Huh. All right.
Say, so you want to stand on the top of the mountain and beat your chest and say, I have Morgellons? Or do you want to get rid of your problem?
Here's another email in from Betty. She has itchy feet.
Okay, same principle here. This could be a peripheral neuropathy from a low back issue because he's shrinking and his vertebrae are getting closer together in his lumbar area of his back, squeezing the sciatic nerves, causing itchy feet. Okay, and so again, has he shrunk any?
I don't know.
Yeah, if we put a sort of a topical anesthetic on his back, does the itchiness go away? But again, if you have itchy feet, it could be athlete's foot, it could be a bad low back problem. So none of the bad foods, maximize absorption, get on the two healthy brain and heart packs per month, the MSM, three of those with each meal, vitamin D3, three of those twice a day, and then use our colloidal silver and our hand sanitizer, a half a dropper full of each one of those, mix them together, and then put them on the toes, in between the toes, on the bottom of the toes, top of the toes. And if it's athlete's foot, the combination of the hand sanitizer and the colloidal silver will kill.
That'll kill it.
Yeah. Kill the bugs. And if it's a peripheral neuropathy, that'll go away.
What is athlete's feet anyway, Doc?
Well, athlete's feet is when an athlete wears the same dirty, sweaty socks every day for a month, and bugs grow with all that salt and sweat and everything like that, and so they keep putting those socks on, and it's an environment that encourages fungus growth in your toes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's just bad hygiene habits by the athletes.
Eric in New Orleans. Hey, Eric, go for it. You there?
I think Eric went to sleep.
He may have. He's been on hold for an hour and a half.
He's snoring.
That's her first. Gene in Florida, welcome to the show. Hey, Gene, how are you? Don't snore on me, Gene.
I'm not snoring.
Okay.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Okay, first off, I have a couple questions. First, we'll start with my dog, Bear. It's a Labradoodle. He's 12 years old now. He had issues since he was a baby. They said you'll be lucky if he lives to 2 years old. I had him like to 8 different vets from here, from Florida to Ohio, going back several times. All they did is take my money and was terribly unprofessional about everything.
Stop. How much does the dog weigh now? How much does the dog weigh?
He's
body weight of the dog.
Pardon?
What is the body weight of the dog?
70 pounds.
Okay. Well, what I would do is read the labels on the dog food and make sure there's no gluten in the dog food. You know, there's no oats or anything like that in the dog food. Okay, whether it's dry or canned dog food, you got to read the label, make sure there's no wheat, butter, rye, or oats. Then I would also get him our Arthrodex. It's a powder, and it's one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight, so I'd give him 4 scoops of the Arthrodex in his food every day. And then I would also give him 3 of our EFA capsules, which are soft gel capsules with the omega-3s. And let's see if he's got peripheral neuropathies. Let's see if he's got fibromyalgia. Let's see if he's got white muscle disease, which translates in human beings to muscular dystrophy. Okay? But obviously, if he's had it for years, there's some basic underlying problem, okay, some structural problem, some physiological problem. So we'll start out with getting rid of all the bad stuff, no gluten, and just remember, there are no such things as gluten-free oats. So if you have a dog food that says gluten-free oats, no. Okay, that won't work. But then you need to get them on the Arthrodex, 4 scoops per day, and 3 of the EFAs, and let's start there, see what goes on.
Dr. Joel Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And, Gene, if you missed anything, just call this number because they're listening to the show, writing down what Doc says, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Tom has our final text and tweet for you, Doc, for the night.
Okay.
What do you have, Tommy?
From Johnny in Delaware, will starting daily cardio help me with my dry cough?
Okay. That's interesting.
Well, dry cough can be caused by heart problems. It can be caused by osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve.
Or COVID, right?
Yeah, or COVID. Yep, absolutely. So it doesn't hurt to, find out if you have COVID. Go get a blood test. But stick the thing up your nose in the pharmacy.
A little swab, right? Yeah. Some people have had that, and they say they go up too high, and it's horrible.
Oh, yeah, it is horrible. Yeah. You're the one getting the stuff stuck up your nose. It's not nice.
Okay? No, it's not. What about just a quick, simple saliva test? Don't they have that anymore?
They do have that now, yes.
I'd rather do that.
Oh, okay. But at any rate, I apologize. You said this guy has...
Back to you, Tom.
What?
He wants to know if cardio, daily cardio will help him with his dry cough he has.
Well, yeah, it could be osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing that tenth cranial nerve. And I want to know if he has hiccups, because hiccups is caused by that, by the recurrent branch of the tenth cranial nerve. And a dry, unproductive cough can be what's called COPD, whether you're 12 years old or 25 years old, right, or 50 years old. And that's caused by squeezing that tenth cranial nerve, osteoporosis of the skull. So when people have an unexplained, non-productive cough and doctors just shrug their shoulders and say, I don't know, or they give you a cough medicine, it can kind of take the edge off of it, but it doesn't quite go away because it's a mechanical problem rather than an infection. And so I'd go ahead and get rid of all the bad stuff, get on one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. If you only weigh 130 pounds, something like that, I would get an extra bottle of our selenium, so you can take three of those twice a day. And then I'd throw in the MSM, three of those twice a day. That's one bottle a month for 100 pounds of body weight, vitamin D3. And let's see here. I'd throw in our killer biotic, which is a group of herbs which will actually kill viruses and bacteria and fungus, just in case there is some critter in there. It's called killer biotic.
Is that new, Doc?
No, we've had it for quite a while, George.
Has it? Okay, I missed that one.
Yeah, take three of those twice a day. It's two bottles a month. And you'll know very quickly if it's a critter, because a killer biotic will resolve it. And, you know, you can also gargle or spray your throat with our colloidal silver. You can neat 100%. You don't have to dilute it, and it will kill viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast, including COVID. I mean, our colloidal silver kills everything. And it was used as an antibiotic for 4,000 years until 3 o'clock in the afternoon in 1938 when they patented penicillin.
Let's go to Roberta in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Roberta. Go ahead.
Does tonic water with quinine need to be refrigerated when it's opened?
I don't refrigerate mine. Doc, do you have any recommendations on tonic water, whether you have to refrigerate it or not?
No, you don't. You know, it's actually...
just put the bottle cap back on it.
Yeah, exactly. And just, you know, room temperature is fine. Just, I wouldn't leave it in your car in the middle of the summer when, the window's closed and the heat's 120 degrees. But it's still going to be tonic water at room temperature without being refrigerated. Don't need to refrigerate it.
Some say the quinine water helps fight COVID.
Well, anything that actually... and, of course, quinine is a legendary... herb.
It's like an elixir, isn't it?
Yeah. Quinine was actually used for thousands of years.
I bet if you lived in the 1800s, you'd have a stagecoach that said, Doc Wallach's elixir, and off you go.
Yeah, but the quinine, of course, was used for a malaria, okay? And it was quinine, okay?
That's right.
And so it was one of those things where when they found out that it was a parasite, and they started treating the parasite by killing the mosquitoes. They stopped giving quinine, and they would just spray the swamps and kill the mosquitoes and interrupted the life cycle, and it ended malaria.
Doc, what's your latest book that you have out now?
Well, the latest one is it's all in your head, but I have a new one coming out in February. It's called The Greatest Stories Ever Told. Now, the greatest story ever told is the Bible.
That's right.
The greatest stories ever told. The subtitle is 100 Miracle Reversals, or Reversal Cures, or we haven't decided what word we're going to use yet. Probably healings, 100 Miracle Healings, okay? And it goes into 100 cases. We've seen millions of them over the years, so we've taken 100 of them. And we have a two-CD set going along with it called the Wallach Corpus, which is replacing the Hippocratic Corpus. 2,300 years ago, Hippocrates started the first medical schools and started all of our problems. Okay? He went from the biblical stuff to the medical schools. Okay? And that started all of our problems.
You don't like those doctors, do you?
Well, only dead doctors don't lie. Have you ever heard that?
I know. I think some docs are pretty good.
But quinine will kill parasites and bugs, but it was come and go, and you'd have to use it every year and constantly and everything. But once they started spraying the swamps and killing the mosquitoes, it interrupted the transmission, and so the mosquitoes just died, and there was no more transmission of the malaria. And so malaria, you don't hear much about malaria anymore. It used to be the biggest killer of humanity ever. Every spring they would get the fever, and they didn't know it was a parasite until 1895, when an 18-year-old medical school from England was studying in India, and he had a microscope, finally a new microscope back then, 1895, and he looked at the red blood cells from people with the spring fever, and he found these black dots in them. He said, oh, that's probably a parasite, and he killed a bunch of mosquitoes and looked, and sure enough, the blood that they had in them had those little black dots. It was 1895.
He was right. Doc, we got to run. We'll see you in 6 weeks, my friend. Doc Wallach, up next in about 3 weeks will be Ben Fuchs, Pharmacist Ben. So those of you on hold who missed your chance, get in next time. We're coming back to talk about why people kill on Coast to Coast.